welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 16th, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how you doing this week?
Pretty good.
It seems like you were busy, because this list is long.
Yeah, it was a good week in miniature releases.
Yeah, I guess. Jeez.
I caught a lot of interesting stuff, but we can't do a 12-hour shows for news.
No, we can't. All right. So let's get this started. And first up, we've got a little event to talk about.
Yeah, we don't mention events too much nowadays, but we'll mention this one. A listener of us contacted us to talk about it, and we are happy to do so. So this is a double masterclass with Mathieu Fontaine. It's hosted on June 10th and 11th, and June 17th and 18th in Vancouver. The first weekend is a masterclass painting, so techniques, blendings, zenithal lighting, concept, color stuff. And the second weekend is purely airbrush. It's a new airbrush class. It's the first time Mathieu does it. So if you want more info, you should contact you should look on probably Mathieu Fontaine Facebook page or his miniature art artist page, and you will be able to find the poster for it somewhere in the recent post.
Or, I mean, we can also put it in the
show notes. We'll have a link to it in the show notes, but for people who don't look at that.
Well, if they know it's there. Yeah. All right. So let's get to the list of new and fun stuff. First up, as always, we're going to talk about our non-crowdfunding news. And number one this week is Tercio Creativo. I mangled that, I'm sure. New Old Regime. Sorry, it's funny. New Old Regime starter.
Yes.
Dominique Canis. Domini Canis.
You did better than last time because I didn't make typos in the name this time. last time they released something, I mistyped the name of the company. Didn't help you. So the Old Regime is one of their faction, and they are getting a new starter for it, the Dominique Canis. It's a four starter pack. You can also buy the miniature individually, but you get a rebate
for the starter pack.
So I love their stuff. I don't know if it's the painting style, if it's the hexagonal base, but every one of their minis I like so much.
Every time I say hexagonal base, all I think of is heavy gear.
Yeah. I like heavy gear too, so.
You know what we should do? Completely sidetrack. We should do a review of the new rule set. Get Dave McLeod on and talk about it or something.
Totally agree.
Okay. Next up, Freebooter Miniatures, Cadena.
So this is a new species for the Brotherhood. It's, if you've seen, Le Pack des Loups, that's an old French movie. Probably not that old. Probably early 2000s. Probably a lot of people haven't seen that. So the guy is armed with two sword flails. So they are kind of flails done by links of metal, and they have sword guards on them. It's a strange weapon.
You know what? I wonder if they stole that idea from an anime. There's an old anime called Rurouni Kenshin. It's called Samurai X in English. And one of the bad guys he faced at one point has this weird segmented sword thing that's like a whip, but it's a sword.
Yeah, I've seen that numerous times in anime.
Those crazy Japanese people.
Yeah.
But it's a gorgeous model. Yes. I really love the look with the mask and the hat
the and stuff. Just the pose.
And it's very dynamically posed. And he's on a square base, so it makes me fantasy nostalgic. All right. Speaking of Warhammer Fantasy, next up, a Games Workshop product, Blood Bowl, the Skarskrag Snivellers.
So those are the new goblin team for Blood Bowl. Sneaky goblins. They look really good.
They look so good. I have no interest in Blood Bowl, but this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
This is tough to resist. And they're such a reasonably priced kit, too.
Yeah, they're $40 Canadian for the starter.
Yeah, which is, what, like 10 models or something, isn't it?
Yep, probably...
12. 12 models yeah. plus... Is that like a...
You need at least 11 to play, so they went for more than that.
There's a couple tokens or markers in there, too, as well, so it's kind of cool.
There's also that's the starter, but there's also a new starter box, special box that Denizen of the Underworld or something like that. That's a mix of Skavens, Goblins, and Blood Bowl Troll all together. So it's a special team that makes all of those together. It's $110. I think you get two full squads and trolls, and you can mix match them. It's a special release.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I missed that. Awesome.
It's on their website right now in pre-order, too.
It's almost enough to make you go, they're so inexpensive. The rules, I think, are free for Blood Bowl, aren't they?
The old ones were. I don't know if they updated them or not.
So, anyway. I have enough minis. Got to keep telling myself that. Next up, Privateer Press, new Hordes releases.
Hordes and... in fact, it's all Scorn releases. So you have the new Lord Tyrant Zadish.
You have
Venator Dakar, which is a solo. You have Chiron, which is a Basilic Drake heavy beast, a character beast. Yeah. And lastly, the new Morgul, his
character and escorts.
Units with his escort. So Dominar, Morguls, and escorts.
That is an unfortunate name for that unit. Because the escorts kind of look scantily clad. So people are making fun of it.
Yeah. Unfortunate or well thought.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Depends on how you see it.
I suppose. All right. Next up, Soldark, new orcs and dwarves chibis.
So those are two. It's the first time I've seen that company. It's a Russian company. So your mileage may vary on ordering from Russia. It's a pack of them. They are really cheap. It's $8 US right now, and they're in pre-order, and you get 25 of those. So 25 orcs, 5 sets of 5, or 25 dwarves.
Wow.
They're not the exact chibi style. They're just like, I think they're kind of regular deformed. Size, but super deformed, super squashed. All squished, really. Dwarves are usually squished, but they're even squishier.
Yeah, they're like the dwarves' heads are like in the middle of their chest type thing. Like
yeah.
That makes me think of Space Marine Terminators.
They have the proportion of the old. They have the proportion of the old Cronopia dwarves.
Yeah, that's true. Man, $8 for 25 miniatures?
That's really cheap.
Like, does the resin give you cancer immediately? Or like, what's the...
Maybe.
Jeez.
Who knows?
That is so cheap. Oh, wait. No, they're not resin. They're... I can't even pronounce this. Model is paintable polystyrol?
Probably a type of plastic.
I would guess so. But they don't seem to be on sprue.
Well, that might just be the display ones. It's polystyrene.
Yeah. They do look pretty cool. All right. Next up, Scale 75. Wow, it's like the week of Chibi. New Smog Riders, Vika and Anne Reed.
So, Vika is a strange model. She has a Egyptian vibe, but she is a scorpion centaur, maybe?
I was going to say, Scorpion King. Yeah. The Rock and Scorpion King.
Yeah. But a female version.
Yeah.
Chibis.
And Anne Reed is really cool, too. The little female pirate.
Yep. Female oak.
Yeah. You know, that's... I'm not a big fan of the Smog Riders chibis. Just because of the style of chibi. It's not my thing. But this pirate looks really nice. I really like it. So they've done a really good job. 13 euros, so Does that make about $20?
Or 50 chibi orcs.
Are we going to start measuring everything in chibi orcs? That's our new unit of measure.
For this release only, that's fine. Okay. I'm done.
All right. Next up, Crooked Dice new releases.
They call it the Monster Month of May. So first release is a couple of creepers. Those are plant monsters. Mm-hmm. They look cool. And the last one is what they call the beast below. Think of a giant octopus. So you have just the top of the head and three arms or coming tentacles. Out of the water. So
that's kind of a cool sculpt. I like the way they thought of doing that.
They also released some terrain for their post-apocalyptic line, but I think the giant monster and the two plant monsters are what...
are the gems of the week,
yeah,
okay.
The gems of the week, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Slave to Gaiman. 28mm Goblin Rolf Riders?
Wolf Rider, sorry.
Oh, you typoed. Okay. I thought it was like maybe it's someone like making a play on words or some other creature. Goblin nope. Wolf Riders, okay.
My mistake. Wolf Riders.
The R is not even next to the W. I'm just going to point that out.
It's just two letters away.
All right. So let's look at these.
So it's a lot of packs, 7 different packs. There is an armored goblin common, an unarmored goblin common, goblin with axes, goblin with bows, goblin with spears, and lastly, goblins with swords. So a lot of different releases. There are all multi-packs. So the two commons are 3 miniatures and the others are 4 miniatures each.
Okay. And it looks like they're pretty good value.
I think they're the 4 miniature packs are 16 Australian dollars. So $4 per goblin. Goblin
rider. Yeah, about the same as ours. And the command packs are 13.
It's a good value. Those would proxy well for war riders, for Lord of the Ring strategy battle game, or for a Goblin Army, or
a bunch of stuff. Age.
Yeah.
Or if you're still playing 8th edition fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I prefer those to the Goblin... I don't remember the name, but the Mantic, they have kind of... let's come back... But they have strange mounts for the goblins. Like no...
do they?
Yeah, no face creatures. Makes it between a wolf and a squig almost.
Okay, I've never seen those.
They didn't strike my fancy, so those wolf would nicely fit there instead.
Okay. I need to stall a little bit better because my Chrome crashed and I lost the dock. Okay, I'm caught up. So, next up, Dragonforge, Broken Wasteland 2.
So this is a line of roundly base, so for the War Machine, Malifaux, or any type of roundly base games. It's a full line, so you have all the size, 30, 40, 50, and even 80 and 120. So, all the regular size you've seen. It's an attachment pack, or a new series that adds to the original Broken Wasteland. I like those a bit more. They are multi-leveled. They look like almost a desert.
Yeah, it's like cracked earth.
Yeah, cracked earth. Yeah, not desert, dried
earth. That's so cracking, dry, it's cracking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah.
I can totally see this going for like a Mosar of the Desert themed Circle Army or
some Scorns.
Or Scorn, or maybe something in Guild Ball.
Yeah, some Defender of the Creel, some Trollbloods were near the deserts would fit too.
Yeah, so. Dragonforge makes some nice stuff.
Yes.
They're definitely one of the premier base companies. All right, next up. Wargame exclusive, Heresy Hunter Urban Hunter Car.
So it's another of their super detailed, nice vehicle that you could use as pretty transports. This one is for their Heresy Hunter, which are their Inquisitors.
That thing looks awesome.
Yes.
Folks, if you're going to check out one model from this show, check out this thing.
Their stuff looks so good. We need to get some and just make a card game with them.
I know. Of course, it's not cheap, right? You're looking at about $55 Canadian.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a fairly good size model, too, and solid resin. So, man. And are there... They have so many nice models. The cars, they have like their Inquisitor. Have you ever seen the Inquisitor they have on the big motorcycle?
It doesn't ring a bell, but maybe I've seen it.
It's they've got a lot of stuff.
The one I prefer is their limo for the circles. Yeah. It looks so good.
You know, maybe I'll spoil myself for my birthday coming up and order one or two things, or tell my wife to order me one or two things. Well, with the new 40K coming, now's the time, right?
Sure.
There's always an excuse to buy more miniatures. All right. So that takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. And first up this week, Zenith Miniatures, Kensai, Samurai Tabletop Wargame.
So Kensai is a samurai / Japanese game. It's run by Zenith, who have done other miniatures. This game has been out for a while now. But
yeah, I was going to say, this is not new.
No, so the project is to get their official rulebook out, the printed version, and also to do a line of artillery pieces. So pledge gets you the book, and they have a bigger pledge of... 96 euros that get you all their war machines and the pledge that goes with them. You can also hand pick, but there are 6 different war machines, so different cannons and it's all nice type of cannons, mortars, stuff like that. And you can get in the add-ons existing units and armies. So.
Yeah, if you really like Japanese theme, I mean, this is very, very cool. They have a lot of stuff, and their artillery pieces are really nice, too. Yeah.
They're some of the nicest minis I've seen for that genre.
Absolutely. All right, so they were looking for 6,000 euros. They're currently at 11,946 euros, so they are completely funded with 13 days left to go. This Kickstarter will complete on Sunday, May 28th, 2017. Next up, Trio, A Legend from an Ancient World.
So, I won't hide it anything. I won't hide it at all. It's a line of Legends of Zelda busts.
I was about to say, like, that kind of looks like... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you have what they call Nausicaa, which is the princess. You have the hero. And the last one of the main three is Orion, which is... inspired by Ganondorf. They even write that it's inspired by Ganondorf. And after that, you have two animals. You have a wolf head and the legendary horse, because they couldn't say Epona. So.
I do quite like the Nausicaa bus, though.
Yes.
I mean, all the busts are nice, but the Nausicaa one really speaks to me. Link looks a little more rugged than I expected, but... No, I really like that Nausicaa bust.
Yeah, it's my favorite of the five, for sure.
All right. And what's the pricing like? It doesn't look like it's that bad.
No, the two animals are 20 euros, and the other three are 25.
You know, that's not bad for a bust.
No.
That, depending on how interested you are, you and I should talk. All right. So, they were looking for...
It really, really just launched.
Just started, yeah. I was going to say, something's wrong with this. There's so many Zelda fans out there. So they're looking for 1,500 euros to produce the line. They're currently at 30 euros with one pledge. Yes. But they've got 59 days to go. I think this is going to be worth watching, and I think it's a fairly safe bet, because Zelda is such a huge IP.
Mm-hmm.
And these are so nicely done that I think there's enough Zelda fans who are miniature painters who will want these, regardless of the Zelda fans who find out about it who aren't miniature painters.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably a safe bet. So if they reach their funding goal, this Kickstarter will complete on July 13th, 2017. Suivant next. Lab Masu, Rude Rats Tabletop Miniature Modular Multi-Part Kits.
That's pretty descriptive already. So it's set packs of multi-parts Ratmans for square-based fantasy games. They look between a mix and of rats and hyenas, maybe. Like the physical style. It's not purely rats like you would see in the Skavens from Game Workshop. They are more upright, more savage faces.
Mm-hmm.
So, a different style.
Yeah, they're not... I don't know, they've got... Of course, they've got some influenced by different... I was going to say different Chaos Gods, but that's probably trademarked. But I like how, you know, they've got... The pictures are highlighted green, red, and purple, and it's obvious why.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The sculpts are interesting. I don't think... I mean, it's tough, though. That square-based fantasy games, there's not a whole heck of a lot of those left.
No, but I said square because the picture is square, but if you're... there is a current army of Ratmans for Age of Sigmar.
AOS, and those you can AOS, yeah.
Because fit there. So...
True enough. All right. So they are looking for... Sorry, let me get to the top here.
While you're looking at them, they are also made compatible for Ninth Age, so they are filling specific roles for that game. So
right. Okay, so they're looking for 1,800 euros. They're currently at 1,278 with 12 days left to go. So it's on track to complete. And if it does hit its goal, it'll be complete on Saturday, May 27th, 2017. Next in line. Rebel Minis, Hedgerows and Heroes.
So this is a 28 millimeter scale game of woodland creatures. So it's for the rules and for minis. The minis are designed by Bob Oley, which is a veteran. And the game is based on the Mighty Armies game engine, so another well-known.
What scale is this?
28 mil. It looks like 10 mil when you look at the pictures.
Because the creatures are small, they're scaled, right?
So. Yeah, and Mighty Army use not individual based miniatures, but blocks. So that's why it looks even more like a small scale game. All kind of miniatures. One of the interesting pledge, it doesn't cost that much. It's $75, and you get the rules and two armies, one good, one evil, and one good army. Dice and rulers to play. So
60 metal miniatures, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're metal. Yeah. So 60 metal miniatures in the rule book and one box for $75. US. So that ain't bad. The sculpting is very kind of classic.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And the game kind of makes me think of Brushfire, like the look of the models. So they were looking for $750 as their goal. They're currently at $2,146, so they are fully funded with 21 days left to go. So, barring something unforeseen, this Kickstarter will complete on June 4th, 2017. And that is it for this week. It was a long list, but we managed to power on through it. So, on that note, I guess I will see you next week.
Yes. So, bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PR Filio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Two Bald Geeks, a podcast by two bald horror movie fans that dissect one horror movie a month, saving the spoilers for last. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.